Hello out there, all of you sheep in wolves clothing, or wolves in sheep clothing. You're listening to Low Power Community Radio in full power radio clothing, right here on 95.7 FM KDRT in Davis, California. The show to which you just mentally subscribed, despite clearly unchecking the box to be added to the mental mailing list, is a home-recorded 30-minute hodgepodge of moody indie rock tunes wearing the clothing of the name A Constant Grin. New episodes air on Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. with a handful of replay days and times, which you can locate on our website, kdrt.org. The very same website also hosts each and every episode of this show and all the other ones made here as a podcast. You know, for all you pod fanciers out there. So this week's episode is going to be a little bit geographically diverse with bands from the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, and New Zealand, but I'm going to kick it off with a track by a band from Ohio. The song is by Saint Seneca. It's called River.
Oh,
You're listening to A Constant Grin on 95.7 FM KDRT, low power radio in Davis, California. The song I just played was by Marlon's Dreaming. It was called Monster. They're a band from New Zealand who make, I guess, experimental indie pop that's kind of done in a way that sounds familiar to me, but also sort of different and unusual. I'm not really sure how else to describe it. I looked online for a quote, but I couldn't find anything relevant, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Monster is a track off their third album, which released in 2021. It was called Hasten. Prior to that, I played a song by Alamo Racetrack. That song was called Lee J. Cobb is Screaming a Lot. You may be surprised, given their name, that Alamo Racetrack is a band from Amsterdam, or you've heard me play their music on this show sometime in the past 15 years and aren't surprised at all. But regardless of where your reaction registers on the surprise-o-meter, that song is still off their 2006 album Black Cat John Brown, which briefly went viral in the early days of YouTube. And I started the set with a song by Saint Seneca. That one was titled River. As previously mentioned, they're an indie pop band from Ohio whose early music was more folk-oriented. That track can be found on their 2015 album Such Things, which I got pretty into while riding on a train for multiple days last summer. NPR says the album shoehorned deep, dark ideas into pocket-sized pop rock anthems, which are probably my two favorite things about the album, the philosophical lyrics and the catchy choruses. Alright, so let's polar bear plunge ourselves into the next set of tunes. This next song is by Pom Poko. It's called Growing Story.
Started that to get some money.
This is 95.7 FM Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. Catered is the name of the station. A Constant Grin is the name of this show. You just heard a song by Number One Cup. That song was called Autumn Lover. They were a 90s era Chicago-based band who had multiple vocalists and stylistically were kind of all over the place, in a good way. That specific song is off their first album from 1995. It was titled Possum Trot Plan. It was a little more lo-fi and experimental than what would follow it. Before that one, I played a song by Faux Fur. That song was called Fold Paper. They were a short-lived post-punk band from Calgary who were comprised of teenagers at both the time of the band's inception and also the release of the lone album that they made, which was self-titled Faux Fur. It had that song on it, and it came out in 2013. And I began the set with a track by Palm Poco. That one was titled Growing Story. To quote from their website, they're a Norwegian band making noisy, sugar-coated songs. Or, to quote from their Bandcamp page, they're known for their lead singer's high-pitched yet crystal-clear voice, punctuating the rest of the band's ferocious onslaught of noise, which fluctuates from post-punk to math rock and everything in between. That song can be located on their album Champion, which released just last summer, by which I mean 2024. So I'm going to leave you with one final song this week, everybody. Thank you for listening. This one is by a Swedish band who were called Ariel. They were a post-rock style band whose final album started to incorporate more elements of indie pop into the mix. This specific song is actually over 10 minutes long, which definitely fits the stereotype for post-rock, but there's some other stuff going on in there as well. I'm not going to be able to fit the entire song in, but hopefully I can get it enough for everyone to get a good taste. This song is from their 2009 album, Put It This Way in Headlines. This one is by Ariel. The song is called Guitar Ode to a Sunny Afternoon.